You're listening to The Beige Philip Show with Dante Nero on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Hey kids, it's Nick DiPaolo. I got a new special out called Another Senseless Killing. You're going to love it. Here's a couple clips. You can get it at nickdip.com.
And you guys in your 20s, you're so spoiled. You don't even know what bad porn is. You have no fucking idea. I'm 51 years old. You know the first thing I masturbated to, and this is the honest to God truth, the Indian on the Lando Lakes Butterbox. If that's true, more people are dying from obesity than starvation. We're going to have to change those late night commercials you see. You know, the little ones with the African kid sitting in the desert with a bowl of rice in front of him, flies all over his face. Gonna have to replace him with a 400-pound Green Bay Packers fan sitting in his recliner with a pile of chicken wings on his lap, barbecue sauce in his hair. For just 20 cents a day, you can buy this fat fucker treadmill.
And for just $8, you can have that special. Go to nickdip.com. Thanks for your support, kids, and thanks for listening to the podcast.
What's up, Square Pimpin' Gang? On this episode, we have Charlamagne, the God, Andrew Schultz, and Wax. Well, Wax was just kind of quiet.
He's just here.
Mumbling.
From Brilliant Idiots and Guy Code.
And getting smoked. We on this episode, we talk about do men want what we can't have? How to manage the craziness? What the techniques it is to raising a daughter? How to set boundaries early on in a relationship? And if you can have some vulnerability, and what degree you can have that vulnerability? Mm. We had a really fun time. It was easy.
No, that was good.
Easy.
Man.
Banging. Also, rate and review us on iTunes. And if you think we're helping you, tell three friends, man. Keep spreading the word. This community is growing bigger and better. Anything I'm forgetting, Harry?
No, that's it, man. It's a fun episode, and we try to talk a little shop, but it's a fun one.
All right, let's go.
You are now tuned in to Beige Philip.
More importantly, bitches ain't shit.
Mandingo.
I've been reading bitches my whole life. That's my job. That's why I fuck.
If you having problems, this shit is real. Y'all think Nero knows what the fuck he is doing?
There's no real girl code. It's what I call bitch politics. You know what women want most of all?
More.
More. Exactly. Yeah. Whatever it is they want.
More. It's time to join the movement. GYBB. Get your balls back.
They don't understand. I'm giving you the best of me so that I can fuck you. But once that's over, the contract is over.
Right?
Wrong. Everything your mama said, wrong. Fuck that bitch too. But this is some stuff I pulled out of the Bible. Now, I don't believe in the Bible. I don't.
And then the Lord said,
Timothy 2:11-15, let a woman learn quietly with all submissiveness. Shut your mouth. Oh shit, we're in the motherfucking Pimp Cup. It's about to go down. GYBB, get your balls back. BABB, be a better bitch. Hashtag learn, bitches learn. It's about to go down. And I am excited.
Wow, finally.
Yeah, finally. I mean,
you've been pretty quiet, I feel like, the last couple weeks.
The last 130 episodes. Yeah. But right now, I'm going to tell you right now, this one right here is a special show.
Finally.
Oh, yeah.
We say that every week.
Yeah, but this time I really mean it.
Yeah.
This one time I really mean it, yo. We got it's about to go down in this. Mara, how are you? Are you good?
I'm great.
All right, you feeling good? You ready for this? We've
been trying to get this. Snuggly bear next to me.
I see. We're gonna talk about that. And watch him. He rapes. That's what Andrew said.
Jesus.
Put that on me, man. Put that on me. I can get beat up over shit like that. All right, my bad. Put that on Charlamagne. My bad. Harry, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Well, it's all right.
What's the matter?
I'm having a tough time keeping these gators down.
It is difficult. Pimping ain't easy. Or
Harry,
I should
look
say.
Good.
Pimping is not easy. It gets easier with time. That's all that matters, though. We got this special guest. This dude, I'm gonna consider him a friend right now, cause we met, like, hit it off. We rocked. Brilliant Idiots. Shout out to Brilliant Idiots fans that listen now. And y'all make sure y'all check out the podcast. One of the few podcasts I listen to. 105.9 Give it up for Charlemagne the God.
Yo, it's 105.1, Dante.
I'm sorry.
That's your friend right there,
that's
bro.
That's right. That's true.
You don't want to listen to some classical music.
Yeah, exactly. That is
friends don't have to know exactly where they work. Just know that your friend got a job.
That's all that matters.
He got three of the numbers right. He was in the right section.
Absolutely. So you got Brian Windhorst as your producer. Brian Windhorst from ESPN?
I don't know who that is either.
We're going to have to Google that. We're definitely going to have to Google that.
That's like one of LeBron's best friends.
By the way, I already don't like it. I don't know who it is.
Sounds too white.
Anytime somebody goes, you look like somebody, it's never been good. So,
we also got the other half of Brilliant is my dog. The one and only Andrew Schultz, y'all. Give it up. And I didn't even introduce my son. Give it up for Dre, y'all. Give it up for Dre.
What up?
He does not rape. He does not rape.
Not even close.
But he can't tell the difference between a bitch and a dude sometimes.
I figured it out on time. Right on time. He figured it out. They do this to every show.
He figured it out just in time.
Just in time.
Situation.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
It's a large bitch.
The text to Dante was, how do you tell if a chick's a dude?
Is this your real son, Dante?
Well, kind of, just my.
We're waiting on the paternity test.
It's not Brian.
That's Brian.
It's
Windhorst,
just the one fat guy on the.
Yeah. Just it's really because I'm wearing. You're profiling.
He looks like Moneyball. Yeah. What's the guy's name from Moneyball?
Jesus. That's Jonah
Moneyball.
Hill.
What's the actor's name from Moneyball?
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, this guy looks like Jonah Hill.
He called you Jonah Hill.
He looked like Jonah Hill, Brian Windhorst. All the same tribe.
I gotta do some more DDP yoga, apparently.
That's it. Harry's coming down.
I thought I had lost some weight.
Yeah, well, they don't give a fuck.
Are we gonna introduce my rapist?
Oh, yeah, we gotta introduce.
Wax. Yeah, Wax in the cut. Wax just fooling.
Shout out to Wax. But that's not really a rapist when you go, this is my rapist.
Yeah,
if you introduce him, then it's not really rape. So.
He's not going to rape anybody but me. That's what's going to happen.
I'm sure it's a condition out there where it's some woman who falls in love with their rapist. What is it when you get
Stockholm
kidnapped?
Stockholm syndrome.
No, Munchausen.
Stockholm is kidnapping, right? Stockholm.
It's when you get kidnapped and then Munchausen syndrome is when you think you're sick all the time.
Yeah.
But,
so it's got to be something.
You fall in love with your kidnapper.
So it's got to be something when you fall in love with your rapist if somebody's constantly raping you. If it was a consistent thing.
Yeah, but how much would that piss off the rapist?
He was like, I want some opposition.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
She's looking into his eyes.
Taking away the one thing that I love.
Gently touching his she gently touched his cheek with the back of her hand.
You got to at least say no a little.
That's Schultz's theory about Cosby, right?
That is my theory about Cosby. I feel like he got too famous to rape. And that's why he had to drug the girls, because he had to.
I disagree.
Let me just finish. He drugged them before they could consent.
Well, here's
you what see
I,
what I'm saying?
Right. Because I said that he had to have gold diggers come to his house and be like, look, Bill, I hear you like young bitches. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna suck your dick. I'm gonna eat your ass, and then you put me in a movie. And he goes, listen, first of all, young lady, I don't like that language in my home. And secondly, I don't know who told you this, but leave my home. But first, finish that glass of wine.
I think Bill was just making a lot of false promises to chicks and not delivering. I think he was smashing these chicks under the pretense that he was going to get them on the Cosby Show or get them on A Different World. I'll probably get them in a movie. He didn't deliver.
He's 26,
and so they buried his ass.
Charlamagne is 26.
I think he's a rapist, bro.
I think so, too.
I don't care if it's 26. But if it's no actual proof, no evidence, I can't say he's guilty.
I think, are you like that for real? Absolutely.
I'm not like, if I think you're guilty, you're guilty.
Nah, that's
I don't even need evidence. Like, if I look at you and I don't like the way you dress,
it is so, you're both wrong. I think so.
I think you're guilty.
I think we live in a very dangerous society when somebody can just accuse someone of something and they're guilty in the court of public opinion.
26 times.
That's why I don't care. Where's the evidence?
Nah, but that is kind of funny. Like,
where's the evidence?
What kind of society do we live in where 26 different individuals accuse you of raping? We believe
and Bill Cosby,
I'm not saying he's guilty.
And Bill Cosby can't even prove his innocence at all. What can he do? If he comes out and says no, nobody will give a damn. Mm-hmm. He can't go to court and they find him not guilty. So what is it? He's just guilty?
Did you see that Larry King clip where he talks about the Spanish fly?
That's a joke.
About putting Spanish flies.
You're a comedian. Y'all are comedians.
Yeah, we tell the truth.
I thought that was a joke.
I don't have any jokes about, yo, you know, I used to rape bitches back in the day. That shit is, that's
but
my opener.
Although, like, I'm an older dude. What I did in college would have been considered rape.
Bruh,
now.
I've used Spanish flies. Spanish fly, they sell that in the sex store.
They do.
It comes in different flavors. Coca-Cola, strawberry, cherry.
Did you tell the girl before?
Yes.
Then it's not, rape. Yeah.
No, I'm lying. I didn't tell her before. I didn't tell her. I didn't tell her. I remember it was Myrtle Beach. It was Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It was like 1998. I had a bunch of Coca-Cola Spanish fly. I put it in an E&J bottle. This one I used to drink E&J. And I was like, all right, y'all let that chill.
That's the specialty.
But then the chick I had, she was like, I'm not drinking unless you drink it with me. So I was like, fuck. Yeah. So we started drinking together.
Wax, now we know who the rapist really is.
No.
He's putting that shit on you.
But all Spanish fly does is make you horny. It don't make you pass out and drug you.
And actually, a rapist wouldn't want you to be horny. Since technically he gets off on the control, the power, right, of the rape.
But here's the other thing. When I went to school, I was in college in 84.
Damn.
You're OG,
yeah, exactly.
Damn, bro.
Yo, yes. Now yeah, it's now they, now they go.
Wax was in his dad's balls.
He was still beating
one
niggas
big
up.
Big ass sperm beating up all the sperm.
Headlocking them.
When you know how they say no means no. Look, everything but I'm calling the cops meant yes in 84.
Nah, that's for real, man.
Let me put the tip in,
Even
bang,
then,
I got it all in. It's too late now. It's too late, bitch.
I mean, listen, think about it. We already had sex.
You might as well finish having sex.
Not 84, because I was 4 years old, but like, you know, in like 90s, when you with a girl,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, girls always be like, no, I don't know if I want to do this. I felt like that was our job to convince them to do it.
It is our job.
Not only that, how many times you pull a titty out, she put it in. You pull a titty out, she put it in. You suck on it. You go for the pants. You open the pants. You get a finger in the pants.
Yeah,
then back to
man.
The titties. Then you take a breather. You're like, ah, this bitch is working me hard. Sometimes that's when I knew I started getting older. When I was like, yo, bitch, I'm not gonna wrestle you for this pussy no more.
You're not supposed to, Dante. You're not supposed to wrestle him for the pussy. That's how you get the charge. Rapist.
I'm not gonna slap box you for this pussy.
I'm not gonna rape you for this pussy. Girl.
I said, look,
Jesus Christ.
But
I want to know what girl's putting up a fight against you. I want to know who these. I'm messing with Andre's tranny. He's putting up that fight.
Listen, after I offer to eat the pussy and they tell me no, I'm out. And I tap out after that. Like, oh, all right, damn. She don't want me to eat out.
See, that's your thing. You know, once you eat out, boom.
You know you're gonna get it.
You got the pussy.
I go up to that knuckle. Like, if I could get up to that knuckle,
that's,
I know
that's
I could
the win.
Get laid.
That's a yes.
Yeah, yes. This is the yes knuckle.
You should get that tattooed on. Yes,
like a watermark on a pier.
You're gonna find out.
Yeah, that if you do it enough, it'll stain on its own, like an old pier.
Exactly.
Stop it, you guys.
The water stain, yeah.
Rape culture is not funny, you
no,
guys.
No, it's not rape culture.
Stop it.
Apparently this shit is, because I'm dying right now.
You guys were just talking about Bill Cosby making a Spanish fly joke, and now look at you, man.
Hey,
look. Come on, guys.
Different. If you let me get up to that finger, I feel like you can't make decisions after that line right there.
Look, if
there's no going back. There's no return policy after that.
If I touch the pussy, the pussy's wet, I'm going to be like, come on, stop. You gonna fuck me, and you know you gonna fuck me anyway.
I mean, you know,
why
when
would you let me put my dirty finger in you and not my dick? That's what's disrespectful.
Don't say it like that.
No, it is.
Because now they're gonna be like, that's true.
It is true. Just like it's
now you fucking it up for everybody.
Subways and shit, swiping Metro cards.
I probably
let me put this grimy finger in here.
Yeah, I probably sucked on the finger first. Dog. Like,
you
got to wet it.
Natural Purell.
But I'm one of them guys that was raised off Tupac. And when Tupac said, "Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy." That's what I thought the not easy part was.
Right.
Having to finger the girl, eat her out, you know.
Your Honor, Tupac told me
fight
to
for the pussy.
You know what I mean? Mm.
You know what? Let me get into something. It's one of the base Philip rules. Well, not rule, but it's one, some of the things that we talk about is the plausible deniability. So if a chick doesn't want to feel like a slut, she gives you resistance to give the pussy.
Absolutely.
She just can't give you the pussy because then she looks like a slut.
I hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy.
So she got to say, no, I can't. It's too, I don't even know
I don't always
you.
Do this.
How about this? I don't even know you. What's my last name?
No, what about
I'm like, come on, stop.
What about
I don't know your first
what about
name.
I've never
last name.
What about I've never done this?
I've never done this before. Oh my god, you gonna
Oh my god.
I like you. That's
but
why I don't want
to.
Isn't
it more fun? Like, I almost feel like once they say no in that way, it's more fun because
it's
now we have it on the table. Not
right.
even a challenge. Like, it's
right,
always
right,
a
right.
challenge, but at least it's on the table that I'm trying to fuck you, and you're trying to not fuck me, but you want to fuck me, but you're going to try to.
See, that's
hold
where
the
you
pussy.
Make the mistake. I introduce fucking in the first 13 seconds
me
of
too.
Knowing you. Like, right out the. You know.
Yeah, but girls aren't stupid. Girls know what it is.
Plus, I got this bone in my ear which says if you are hanging out with. If you are talking to me, I might fuck you.
Yeah. Listen, what's the young
what's
lady
the
name? What's her name? Mara.
Yeah.
Mara.
I speak.
Mara, what? When a guy walks up to you and talks to you, you already know he's trying to fuck. I don't care what if he offers to buy you a drink. I don't care if he tells you that you look nice. I don't care if he talks to you about church and God.
Yeah.
He wants the pussy.
Especially right. if he talks to you about church and
Especially
God.
Especially if he wants to talk to you about church and God.
Yeah, who walks up to somebody does that?
So I just want to lay my hands on you, sister.
Matthew 3:17 said.
Do you know the word? Do you know the word?
Of the Lord?
Yes.
Oh, done. Fuck. See? Let's fuck.
Let's fuck.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You gotta understand. Don't use Mara as the standard because Mara's Mara's broken. All right, so let's
she's
get
whole,
that.
I know all the rules.
Well,
and
you know,
I'm
whole Mara.
Let's
no.
She's just liberal.
You liberal with your pussy?
She's progressive.
You don't mind sharing?
Yeah, she's progressive.
You don't mind
pussy.
Sharing?
I'm picky.
Yeah,
I'm picky.
You're slightly picky.
What do you call picky? They have to have a pulse.
No, you gotta be a fucking dude. Like I
gotta,
you
gotta be
I don't
a
mean,
man.
But I mean, like gotcha. She likes. Like a like fucking wax.
Like you gotta come like, in decisive. Like this is what you're gonna have. This is when it takes.
You want
a man.
You want somebody to make the decisions for you.
Yes.
That's great. You've been getting raped.
Now if she said
like
okay.
Wax.
If she goes,
we've come up
a strong man with conviction who won't take no for an answer.
Yeah. Like, don't even ask me.
Someone was real aggressive, very strong, up front.
Yeah.
Like wait a minute.
Likes to hold wrists.
Yeah. Now that you think about it, so why is Mara broken now?
Mara's just she likes a strong dude. Put it like that. She likes a strong dude, and dudes are pussies, and that's why she's part of the show.
Yeah, but I'm broken. Because I mean, I've been married a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've had some issues.
Yeah, man. Fuck these niggas, Mara. Get money. I feel you.
Fuck these N-words.
I feel you.
Getting paper.
You've been married twice. I get it. Why'd you get divorced twice?
Well, I didn't like him.
So it's you that says, I just want to get divorced.
Well, yeah. The first time it was the second time I shouldn't have done it.
Gotcha.
You shouldn't have got married to him.
Yes.
Why? What was wrong with him?
Really stupid.
Really?
Yeah. Gorgeous. But then after, I was like, what? We both trained. We were both pro cyclists. He was an Olympian.
Uh-huh.
And I got hurt, so I couldn't cycle anymore. And then we had to talk. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. The only thing y'all had in common was the pro cyclist.
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't hear all the bullshit when you're on a mountain trail and the wind is going by. You don't know how stupid he is.
He tapped me on the butt and pushed me up the hill, and I was like, cute.
And then you probably, when he came home and wanted to talk about cycling, you probably was upset because you couldn't cycle no fucking more. Right?
But the new one don't speak a lot of English either, though. He made a couple of jokes.
Those relationships work, man.
They argue with you. You don't know.
You win every argument.
Whatever.
I would argue. I had an ex that didn't speak English for their second language, and I would use words that I don't know the definition of in English, but in the argument, and she would be so confused by these fucking words. Like whenever I didn't have a point to make, and I'd be like, "But that's futile," or something like that. And she hear that. She shut down so fast, like this smart motherfucker got me.
Or you can just use a nice tone. You could say whatever you want. Just
you fucking
a nice,
bitch.
Like a nice calm ass tone.
Omar, I hope you find love, man. Or at least some good dick.
She got it.
Right,
she got it.
Oh,
got
some
she's good doing
dick?
Good.
I do right
she's doing
now.
Good. I just gotta keep her sane because you know when the intimacy starts, she starts panicking.
All right.
Yo, like you know I really. Mara needs to teach girls how to get married.
She can teach these girls.
Can't get married anymore, man. I mean,
you've done it twice. I mean, you don't know how to stay married, but you've done it twice.
But you can teach them how to get it.
Yeah.
Charlamagne, talk right in.
Oh,
yo. I got you.
That's a skill, though. Getting a guy to commit the rest of his life to a fucking skill.
But here's why, because Mara doesn't want that.
Yeah.
So because they don't want...
You're going to be scared all the time.
You just be like, nah.
Like, oh my God, I don't want to be in this relationship.
She'd be like, all right, we had sex. You got to leave.
Really?
You gotta leave right away.
I don't mind that though. Like, I like a girl that's kind of like that, especially
really?
If I'm not looking for commitment either.
Okay, yeah, it's,
yeah. It's, let me fucking get, go on about my business. I'm tired of making up lies on how to get the hell up out of here.
If you find a girl that's like that, you're gonna start catching feelings. I promise you.
It's so true. I remember this is a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
I remember I hooked up with this one girl. We didn't really know each other, and I sent her. Yeah, and I remember walking to the door and putting her in the cab. And I remember, like, before I you know, let the cab go, I remember looking at her like, "You're just not gonna ask me for my number or anything." Like, I made eye contact. Like, "Bitch, I'm about to close the door, bitch, because then you're not gonna be able to get my number. So you might as well just ask me."
She's like, "If you'd have fucked me better, and then she'd have fucked me better, I'd have left my number in your fucking place."
Dude, it's the night. I think we want, as men, we want what we can't get. So
yeah, sure.
I remember when I was like 22, there was this older chick. She was like, "Listen, here's my number. I'm gonna call you. We exchange numbers. She said, when I call you, just come meet me. You can and fuck me, and that's it." I was like, "I'm 22. I'm good, right?"
Listen, an OG named John Arnold, God bless the dead, from Mount Corner, South Carolina. He told me a long time ago. He said, "Just walk up on the girl and tell her what the fuck you want."
Well,
that's it.
Yeah,
I used to get so much pussy just walking up to girls saying, "Yo, when you gonna let me fuck?" and girls, you know, they'll throw it back. "When you gonna let me fuck? Whenever you want to." I'm like, "All right, cool.
Go take a sip of that Coke and E&J."
That shit worked like 4 or 5 times. Easily. Not the Coke and E&J, by the way.
That worked every time.
asking girls to fuck. Yeah, the Spanish fly and E&J only.
It's like Coke 45.
Once.
It works every time.
That was actually the time I put Noxzema in the girl's ass. And held in front of the air conditioner.
Oh my God.
That same time.
Oh,
with the Spanish.
What?
Flying
you never
in
had some Noxzema in the
fuck? No.
Listen, it's cool and turning.
The weirdest sex move I've ever heard in my entire life. First of all,
he says it like everybody does that.
So casual, but every sex move involves an apparatus in the apartment. It's not just it's
foreign
not
objects.
Just sex. It's I gotta have the sink running and a fucking towel.
You know why? You know why? Because I don't want the girl to get all the way to the cab and then I gotta run behind her and be like, "Can I get your number?" I make her leave that number right then and there.
When they get
the microwave. That was the problem.
They get Noxzema. When they get Noxzema, they always call back. That's
so
what I hate.
Everything we do in the bedroom is so a girl can go back and tell her friend.
Wait a
exactly.
Second. Is it an oscillating fan or is it a direct shot?
Oscillating fan. What the fuck
is it? That it turns. The ones that move.
No, it was the air condition.
Oh, you were
the air condition in the hotel.
I'm sorry.
Put your ass up on the air condition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put them cheeks on the air. She got little vent marks on her ass afterwards.
She be acne free.
You ain't never fucked Mara that day?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm like her. I'm like her.
I forgot you were sitting there.
I'm like.
I'm sorry. My fault. Yeah. Let me ask you, Mara, have you ever fucked Dante?
I have not fucked Dante.
Okay, I'm just trying to keep it equal. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the question, because you've never tried, I imagine.
No.
Now.
You've thought about it. You jerked off to
him. No, I've never tried.
No.
I know that you guys are right, but do you take it as an insult that he hasn't at least tried?
No, we're the closest friends.
It was a real
point of contention.
It's a business decision, though.
Huh?
It's really more a business
decision. Yeah, it was a business decision.
I think you were.
I mean, Mara's hot. I would smash Mara. I mean, you know, in other circumstances.
But I don't think you.
I'm not really Mara's type, but I'm Mara's type.
Man-wise.
God, yeah, like, I would, I wouldn't give her no options at
all. You don't think you work better
and
with
I would
a girl?
Get a huge bottle of Noxzema. I would get some Noxzema for you.
That's a Google
brand
that.
New fan.
you don't think you work better with a girl when you get rid of that sexual tension, if it is sexual tension?
Have you heard my past, my track record? I will go out, I'll fuck the shit out of you, and then I will make sure that your life is destroyed.
Yeah,
really?
I don't want to do that.
Like the praying mantis.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
But you guys, you know,
but your pussy got teeth. Yeah. You. Why would you do that?
Look at me. I'm taking things off of the water. I'm getting nervous. It's yeah. Sexual tension.
Got you
on.
Biting your nails and shit. I don't know. I think even that you can manage that. I mean, one of the things we say on Beige Phillip is all bitches are crazy. What I mean by that is emotionally, their logic is based on the emotional state at the time when you're dealing with them.
Gotcha.
But I think when you understand that, you can manage that because you understand that where it's coming from. I think we deal with women the way we deal with dudes. Like, motherfucker, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah,
and then we're emotionally engaged. Like when we did Brilliant Idiots, that's Schultz was saying, "Yo, I I get pulled into that all the time, and so you get pulled into it, then she gains the power. Here's something I was just thinking about.
Can I say something to that point?
Sure.
That's what I was just writing down. I'm not being rude in text.
No.
My mom said the illest shit that relates to that to me. She's like, about my dad. She's like, I can't change your father, but I could change the way I react to him.
Sure.
That was the realest shit to me, because there might be something my girl does that pisses me the fuck off. She's not going to change that. You know what I mean? I'm a talker. My girl's quiet.
Right.
I might get anxious with her quiet time.
Right.
You know, I might want to fill the air. Like, why are we not talking? Let's go. But I can't hate her for being quiet. That's who she is.
And that's what you grew to love. That's what you grew to love.
Exactly. Right. So it's like, I can change the way I react. So when we talk about this, and we spoke about before about how girls are crazy, like you said, they're crazy on a man's scale of crazy.
Sure.
For a woman, they're normal.
Right.
Do you
know
what I mean?
That's how you're supposed to act.
We're just judging them on a man's scale. So we're really treating them like equals in that respect, because if my dude acted like that, I'd be like, you're acting crazy.
Right. Absolutely. That's a good point.
They get upset about, like, why do you think we're crazy? No, you're crazy.
I'm treating you like my boy.
Yeah, I'm not treating you like a woman in a weird way. I'm treating you just like I would treat anyone who would say some crazy shit.
That's crazy.
This example I have, that if it happened, how old are you? 22.
I'm not listening to nothing.
It makes sense. It's valid. It makes sense. I swear to God, it makes sense.
Right, go.
She got mad because I didn't say happy birthday. Like,
she or he?
The girl. Watch what I'm calling. I'll fight you. Okay. But she got mad because I didn't say happy birthday, like, enthusiastically. I didn't have a bunch of emojis and extra shit.
Yeah.
So she flipped her shit, cursing out
everything.
You
got real Caribbean with the emojis.
I can't help it.
I didn't give her a bunch of emojis.
But yeah, so it's like, if a dude did that.
One thunderclap for happy birthday for you.
Hold on. You stopped the room to tell us about some fucking happy
birthday. I'm saying, it makes sense because you're crazy. The girl crazy and shit. And then the dude not crazy.
Oh my God.
He's a beginner level.
That's all you
he's
got.
At the beginning.
That's
level.
Beginner. Beginner
start.
Level.
That's some of our listeners.
Let me just say, this is the easiest podcast I've ever done. I can just sit back and let it ride.
You know what else we don't take into consideration? Because, like, my wife is. She's not quiet, but she likes her quiet time. And
right.
Like Schultz, I'm a talker too.
Yeah.
So there's certain things I want to talk about. I'm like, all right. But I've been with her 17 years, so I know, okay, if you don't want to talk, I'm going to call Schultz. I'm going to call Newball. Yeah. I'm going to call. Yeah. I tried to talk to you about
it. But you don't want to talk.
You're not into it.
No. That's like your BFF. You be like, girl, let me tell you something about you.
But it's vice versa, too. I don't get mad when she's in the kitchen on the phone with her girls talking about whatever bullshit I don't want to hear about.
Right.
Do you do this sometimes? Like, sometimes I'll just need the fucking silence to be filled. So I'll be walking around the apartment just making noise. Like, I'll just walk around the park like, knocking on shit, and she'll be looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That's why having kids is the best thing, because me and my daughter just being there making noise for no reason. until we both get kicked out. Both y'all go upstairs. All right, we out. Because I need noise, too.
I need it, the space.
Bro.
My girl will be upset. I'll be talking to him on the phone for an hour about some shit passionate, and then start talking to her, and then it just falls flat. And then she'll be upset, like, oh, so you're just going to talk for an hour all excited? Like, because he fucking talks.
And they don't say some shit back. And they don't understand, like, the things I'm talking to Schultz about is things that we talk about, things that we're building on. I'm just talking at you.
You have nothing to
give me back in this conversation.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm fine with that.
This makes me so happy.
But the difference is she's been with me for so long, she gets it.
Right.
She doesn't understand it.
This is how it is.
That's how it is.
We are all like brick walls, huh?
I feel bad. Right. I feel like next time y'all call, y'all could put me on a three-way.
Yeah, we need to.
I want you to put me on a three-way. I'm in, yo. Let me ask you something. With your daughter, how old is your daughter?
6.
Now, bringing her up.
Yeah,
right,
she will suck dick one day.
I didn't want to put it like that, but I mean, in the context of that, like, one of the things about Mara, like, from Mara hanging out with me, right, she kind of became this man eater because she was getting all the game from me.
Gotcha.
So she could see it all. And then it was really difficult for her to be goofy with a motherfucker, like really fall in love with a motherfucker, because she had, you know, she saw behind the curtain, you know? And so, like, the dilemma is, how do you raise your daughter so that she's slick enough to catch a dude who's a dirtbag, but you don't take the innocence away from that kind of, you know what I'm saying? That's a, well, you, difficult balance. Well,
she's willing to be vulnerable. I don't think Mara's willing to be vulnerable.
Well,
you don't strike me as a very vulnerable
person.
Well, I think you got to tell her the truth, number one. I got to tell her about the man that her father used to be. You know, even how I did used to dog her mother out at certain points. But I also think, too, man, and I learned this from other females who grew up with fathers.
Right.
Because, you know, it's not a lot of them, especially in the black community. So if you just pay attention to the ones that did, you can hear these things. Like my homegirl, Kendra, she talks about her father used to do so much for her that he raised the bar so high for other
guys.
That
somebody else can't.
So what she looks for in other guys is things that her father used to do for her. If they can't do that, then she's not interested.
Right,
she'll
go
out, get her own money, be independent.
Right.
And then actually my boss, Thea, shout out to Coach Thea, she talks about the relationship that her father and mother have and how she sees her father and mother still so loving after all these years. And her father's always saying things like, oh, you're the most beautiful girl in the world. So she sees all of this love. So she wants that.
As a model.
Absolutely. So it's like, yo, you got to be the model for your daughter.
It does start at home, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, the other thing I think you also have to do is you have to be a model as the man, not just not how you treat them, but the kind of guy you are.
Yeah.
So what I find a lot of dudes are still, they're broken and they haven't really fixed themselves, and now they're married and now their sons are looking at them as the model, which they don't have. That, you know, he's just not a great model.
Absolutely.
And the daughters are looking at this, you know, and so you create those same situations. So it doesn't matter what you say, it's what you are and what you do that the kids are watching, and
Absolutely.
That's what they're mimicking.
And it's funny because, you know, you got to learn from the mistakes of others. Like my father, I remember confronting him about cheating.
Right.
You know, when I found out he was cheating on my mom, he looked me dead in my eyes and was like, one day you're going to understand. I understand. You know what I mean? I get it. But I didn't learn from his model because I wanted to be better than him.
Right,
because I also saw the pain he caused my mom.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So now that I'm married, I don't want to do that to my
woman. That's hard.
My woman.
Your mom knew?
The expectations are low.
I mean, of course, she found out eventually. You know?
Mm. Schultz, are your parents together?
My parents are together. Yeah. And I remember my dad said once about cheating. My mom was in the kitchen. And not cooking. She doesn't cook. And she's just in the kitchen doing some shit. And my dad goes to me. He's like, Andrew, tell you something. If you ever cheat, don't tell her.
I agree.
It's not worth it. Just don't tell her.
Shout
and I remember looking at my
Schultz.
Dad in the kitchen, looking at my mom in the kitchen, and then my dad just walked away. And it was just the realest thing ever. It was like, oh. Fuck.
Keep her clueless.
Yeah, it's like, for what?
Keep her clueless.
He said, if you tell her, it's for you. And I didn't get it at the time, but a lot of times, it's like, you're dealing with the guilt.
There you go.
Why would you put that on her?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. It's your guilt that you feel bad about. It is selfish to put that on her, so you're going to make her feel like shit so you feel better?
I look at it like it's negative energy. And like we always say, the law of energy is that energy is never lost or destroyed. It's merely transferred from one party to the next. So why share that negative energy?
Wait, you got
to
slow that down.
It's Sir Isaac Newton. It's the law of energy.
Okay.
Energy is never lost or destroyed. It's merely transferred from one party to the next. So why share that negative energy?
Right.
Why? Just keep it to your motherfucking self. Because like Ann Schultz just said, all you're trying to do is clear your conscience.
Yeah, it's
not going to make you unfuck the girl.
Yeah. That's weird. That's weird because
that doesn't make it right.
My head is not heavy, and I don't need to
totally
clean.
Fine.
I'm fine. I'm good.
Oh,
I'm great.
Fuck.
I mean, it might. You know what? I think sometimes guys do that because the guilt will eat you up so much that you think your girl's cheating. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
now
you feel like, okay, I'm gonna tell you this so you can tell me
that you more selfish.
Tell me that you cheated.
Yeah.
So then I can beat your ass and then we can be even.
Then we be even. So you almost try to fulfill.
Yeah.
It's almost self-fulfilling.
Absolutely.
That,
it's bullshit.
I remember once I had a girl that I wanted to cheat on her just because I thought that she was gonna cheat on me.
Mm.
So I wanted a just in case. Like I want,
so you wouldn't have wasted.
How old
were
you?
So when you find out,
I was young. I was fucking.
That's why I used to pee on girls in the shower.
Leverage.
Yeah, like so. Like when you break up, I'm like, that's why I peed on you in the shower, bitch.
Yep. No, dude, that's what anal, dude. That's what I always felt like anal was that.
Listen,
or like naked pictures is that.
Hey, there
like,
you go.
You can't embarrass me because I have a picture of my dick where your asshole is.
I tell girls that shit all the time.
Where like, your asshole is.
I tell girls that all the time. I used to always want to get nude pictures of chicks back in the day because it was insurance just in case you fucked me over.
Exactly.
I got something for your ass. Even though I've never done it. I've never aired a girl out and put her shit out there like that.
Right.
Because you got those pictures.
But I mean, no, I've never had to do that, even though that's the reason I was taking them.
Let me ask you a question. Actually, this is a great question for here, because yesterday it just fucking hit me. You know how there's sometimes, this will happen like with ball players, their wives will fuck one of their teammates?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. I know
is there anything more?
Is there anything more devious than that?
Yes.
They probably. What's probably more devious? Just
fucking a brother, fucking the father.
Yeah.
That's, but here's why I think the basketball thing is worse.
Because you got to work with this motherfucker.
You got to, not only do you have to work with them, you're competing with them every day. You know what I mean? Obviously it's a brotherhood and all these kind of things, but also there's fans involved.
Right.
She did that shit on purpose.
Like, you're
that was on purpose. That was
strategic.
That's malicious.
I think it's
vindictive.
Worse when women cheat, because I think it's malicious. I don't think women get caught up in desire as much as us. And
they moan.
Here's what it is.
I don't know if you can hear Wax off mic right now, but his little ad libs are hilarious.
And they moan.
Here's the thing too. I think the when a woman falls out of love with you, she leaves you. There's no loyalty. She doesn't have any loyalty. When she don't love you, she's like, listen, it's just.
But I think she can still love him.
Nah, I don't believe.
And cheat to hurt. Like, it's like, yo, you fucking.
You don't believe what
I'm
saying?
Number one, I don't believe when a girl leaves you and whatever fall out of love, she never loved you. When you love somebody, you love them for life.
That's not
true. Period. Nah, I totally believe that.
This is coming from someone who's been with his girl for 17 years.
But like, I believe that, though. Like, you don't fall.
That's your truth, though. But I don't think that that's everybody's.
You don't fall out of love with family members. No matter how grimy they did you. No, you may stop fucking with them, but you still got love for them.
No, I do not like my sister at all. At all.
No. I feel that way about my younger sister, but I love her. And I thought about
now,
this.
Now, Charlamagne, is that just the standard in which you were raised, your family's family? Did you grow up with that family's family, blood sticking in water, blah, 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 blah?
No. Because I hate my... I thought I hated my younger sister, but I would be upset if something happened to her. And you never think about something. When you think about it, when I thought about it, like, yeah, I would be fucked up if something happened.
But that
to
doesn't mean you love somebody just because you're upset something happened to them.
I think it is. I think
really?
Y'all love,
I'm upset when people die.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I don't mean that.
Joe Cocker just died. I was upset about that.
Yeah, that was a good
song. Who the fuck is Joe Cocker?
I'm feeling all right.
Let's talk about that for a second when it comes to this death thing. Because, like, when people die, I don't get upset. I just feel like, damn, because I don't want it to happen to me.
What about Stuart Scott?
Anytime soon.
You were a little upset? That shit bothered me.
I don't think
close to you?
My grandmother. That was the closest person I remember ever losing to me. That was like,
and you had the same feeling?
Nah. I was upset because I really loved her. I don't love, no disrespect, but I don't love these other people. I like them a lot. I like Stuart Scott a lot. I thought he was great.
So your grieving is just, is selfish. Like, yo, I don't want that to happen to me.
Yes. Right, whenever we hear about death, especially when Stuart Scott's 49, like, holy shit, I don't want to die at 49. He left behind two daughters. Yeah. I don't want that to be me. You know what I'm saying? When my daughter's 14-something years old and I'm gone, I don't get to see her graduate high school or whatever else. Like, I think of it from a perspective of I don't want that to happen to me. Like, we just had a death at the radio station. Uh-huh. My dude Dave, rest in peace Dave, he's from Brooklyn, got hit by a car. I'm like, holy shit, I don't want to get hit by a car. I got to stop fucking looking down at my phone when I'm walking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I feel sorry for him, and I feel sorry for his family.
You know what affects me more than death? When I see one of these people who are, like, really famous doing comedy clubs again.
Same thing.
That shit.
But it's all
fucking
about you.
It is about me. But it's, I see, like,
that's
I see
a, that's a form
famous
of death,
actor.
In a
like,
way,
I see
yeah.
a fucking Eddie Griffin or some shit who had like a promising acting career, and he's performing
doing
the
theaters.
Next weekend at the same club as me.
And you're like, I don't want that to be me when I'm at
like,
that age.
Oh.
After after
scary.
Achieving
oh.
all of the things that person has
to
achieved,
end
I don't
up
want
back
that
in that situation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He did two Deuce Bigelows. And he's in the same fucking club as me right now. Like, what the fuck?
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Shit. So I'm saying all that to say that's not love for a person.
It's no, I mean, dude, I'm, you know, I'm a little icy. Like, people die. I'm like, yo, people die.
That's how I feel too. I'm like,
you
that
know,
too.
It's
I ain't
just what happens. My pops. I was telling Harry this. My pops. Me and my pops. We had a real volatile relationship, and it was like competitive. My pops hit on my ex-wife. Like, he went like. Touched her in a pro. So we had like crazy beef.
Yeah.
And then we fought till the end. And even at the end, when I was trying to, you know, reconcile, he just wanted to go out like Gary Coleman. And he was just like, fuck you till the end, right?
So what you told me when.
I had to identify
the body. No, when you brought her into the room and she was like.
Oh, I had this chick and I brought her in the room and I was like, yo, my pops hates me. And she was Spanish. She was like, no, you see your father. He loves you. He loves you. And then I walked in the room. She walked in the room. My pops looked at me, and she was like,
he had a stroke, so he had no.
Right, but
the only mobile functions were his eyes.
And she was like, he looking like you, like he hates you so much. Like, he wants you to die. And I was like, I told you this nigga hate me. So, but when he...
Yo, this is something that happens between parents. My grandfather told my dad about my mom. He's like, he said, Larry, if I was 20 years younger, you wouldn't have a shot with this woman.
It's some serious. It's some serious.
That's all right, some evil shit to say to somebody. Look,
let's open some Christmas gifts now.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck? It was a crazy shit. My shit was so competitive. What happened was he was 90 years old.
He's still alive?
No, he passed away like 3 years ago. So my niece's babysitter, 22 years old, walks by. He grabs her ass and gives her $40. Like, just bam! And then gives her 40. Here, take that.
Oh, we see where you get it from, Dante. Right. And we understand.
Yeah,
now.
But here's what happened. She snitched, right?
Okay.
And you can't...
She take the money, though?
She kept the money. That's
you
the point.
Keep
you
the money
keep the $40 and snitch. Bitch. You either shut the fuck up, you shut your whore mouth, and keep the $40, or you tell.
I would ask for my money back. If I was him, I was like, give me that $40 fucking dollars.
So we were, like, freaked out, and I had already been split up with my ex-wife, but we were still kind of talking. Yeah. And I called her up and I was like, I don't know what to do. You know, my pops grabbed this chick's foot. She said, I'm not surprised. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? She goes, why do you think I stopped going to your house? I was like, well, why the fuck didn't you tell me? She said, I didn't figure you would.
I wanted the $40.
Where do you think I got that extra money from?
I bought you dinner and everything that night.
My wife's jerking him off $400.
That'd be funny if she said, wait, she only got $40?
Well, how about if she got $40?
Well, she got upset. Motherfucker gave me $10.
Listen, you can't be mad at Pops for thinking that way, though, because if I'm looking at a hot chick that my son is fucking and my son looks like me, I'm going to be thinking the same thing.
But
I could have fucked
him. But, Sean, here's what I called like seven of my ex-girlfriends, and all of them was like, hell yeah, that nigga was always coming at me. That's like, wow. I didn't.
Yeah, but which one gave up the pussy? One of them gave up the pussy.
Nah, I mean, my pops had me when he was 50 years old. So gotcha. He was already
fucking. He was still fucking.
He was already out the game, though. He had me when he was 50. So by the time I was bringing the bitches around, he was 60, 70. 70, like that.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's some Julio Iglesias.
Yeah, but see, that's when you can just whip your dick out. And you're like, look at that nasty old man, Nero.
And then you wrap $40 around that dick. Yeah. That dick's not going good.
I can't wait to get that age and just do whatever the fuck.
Well, my pops died, and now my sisters called me up. They was like, look, you got to come in. And because he had the stroke and shit, it was like, you gotta identify the body. So I came in the body, and I came in, I took the nigga's pictures down and shit, right? And I was like, look, he was sitting there, like, eyes closed, arms crossed, right? And I was like, son, see, I won, nigga. Fuck you.
You thought you were gonna beat me on this life shit?
I win, nigga. And none of them bitches fuck you.
Listen, that's how I am with death too. Man, I told them this morning on the radio, man. When I crack some jokes or something, you know what I'm saying? It's not gonna be for another 60, 70 years, but have some fun. You know what
so
I mean?
When my pops died, we had a jazz band, we had a quartet jazz band.
Yeah.
We had them cremated. We had motherfuckers coming to, because he was like a youth guy, did basketball tournaments and stuff. So even
he seems like an asshole from when we're talking, but he was actually like a very well respected man.
It's always like that.
You know, like he helped a lot of single parented kids and helped, but he just didn't give a fuck about me. Yeah. So that's just the way.
But not even your whole family though, because he was good to your sisters.
Yeah, he was good to my sisters.
He hated you.
Yeah,
y'all had different mothers.
Yeah. Huh?
You had different mothers. Your sisters and
well, I have a sister with. You know, with the same mother and father. Okay. I have a sister who's my father's oldest daughter, my father's daughter, and I have a sister that's my mother's daughter.
Because a lot of times, guys, when it's different mothers, they take out the frustration they have on the mother on the child, kid. Especially right. When it's a boy.
Well, this was my mother was the one that he lived with. She took him. Yeah,
gotcha,
so
it
wasn't that situation. It just. You know, my pops was a little dude. He was 5'2", 165 pounds. He didn't like that I was taller than him. He didn't like I was stronger than him. He didn't like that I was bigger than him. He didn't like that I was smarter than him. And
I've seen cases, too, where the guy knew that the son wasn't his.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he'd be upset. Fuck.
Have you ever done it? Fuck. Do you know that it may,
he raised him because he wanted to stay with the woman.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
he knew the kid wasn't his, so he treat him like shit.
Well, you know, it's also my pops was born 1920. So it's like you know, had therapy. It was no self exploration, nigga.
Gotcha.
He was one of the youngest boy of 16. You know, he was the baby of 16. There's no self-actualization. It's just like, nigga, you make kids and this is what you do. Yeah, figure it the fuck out.
Yeah, you raise them and you don't raise them.
You know,
make kids, grab bitches' asses, give them some money.
Give them some money.
You know how much $40 was worth in 1920?
A lot of money.
Is he big? Maybe he can play basketball.
That's a lot of money.
I'll be around.
But that kind of self-actualization, me understand that is like I really wanted to. I wanted to be the best of him. But not the worst of him, you know.
So absolutely.
The
shit.
So that was my journey, and you know it was, and even the shit with me with chicks and the pimping and all that stuff was I guess it was me like my success bothered him, and so I was successful at a lot of things that I did because I knew it bothered him. So it was just really to get back at him, you know, and then. You know, just later on you go, wow, you know, I'm dope and this is dope that I'm dope.
It could be a lot of resentment, though. I could see natural jealousy setting in when your father's like 70, 80, and maybe his dick don't work and you out there fucking all these chicks.
Yeah, and I was, you know, like I was pimping and I mean, I was pimping 12, I had 12 joints that I was running at the same time and they was like in and out of the house.
Wonder he was throwing $40 at these chicks. You had hoes.
No, but this was. Well, I'm not talking about my wife.
Oh, your wife. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. I'm like,
but
damn.
He's old, but he's senile by that point. He might think that he had just
exactly.
a girl.
Yeah, probably one big whole blur.
That nigga was. That nigga was selectively senile. Like, his was funny.
I would be too. I'm 90. I'm forgetting all this shit. I'm grabbing pussy and being like, I don't even know who you are.
I'm selectively senile now. Right now.
What's the problem? They can't vote anyway. It's not a big deal.
I said,
what's the problem? They can't vote anyway. What does it matter to her?
Yeah, the ladies.
But, you know, but it was so it's like being that and so it's real difficult when these dudes, you know, like a lot of times the dudes send us emails, yo, I ain't had no pops. I don't know how to handle this. My wife is treating me like shit. It's really hard for me not to reach out for a nigga like that and help. And help dudes who want that kind of help, who don't have a dad or their dad was so under fire from their moms that he was too busy covering up to teach them anything.
Jerry Sandusky played by the same rules. He prayed on little boys who didn't have no father, needed that father figure, who needed that guidance. That was his whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
I wanted to say when I was on Brilliant, right, I had a lot of people was giving me a lot of love, right?
Okay.
But the chicks was coming at me hard body. This nigga don't know who the fuck he is, what bitch he be fucking with, who he be fucking with, blah blah blah. You know what's funny about that? And it's, I thought about this afterwards. If you wanna know how a deer acts, you ask the hunter. You don't ask the deer. So what's interesting is how chicks always think they know. So you don't know shit.
Yeah.
You don't fuck. You don't fuck up. You don't know shit. I've been hunting you since I was 8 years old. I know everything about you because I need to know everything about you. You don't know shit.
You know what, girls? The girls find it cocky when you tell them, all right, I'm going to run this play right up the middle, and I'm going to score this motherfucking touchdown.
Right.
They know the play you're about
it's
to run,
and,
but you run the same play and score the goddamn touchdown.
Can't stop.
I call that second knuckle. That's what I call that play. Second knuckle. Once I get up to there, it's over for you. All right? Right up the middle, and let's pull it back a little bit.
That's why I don't understand women with their bullshit, because like they say they want the truth,
right.
Then when you give them the truth, they're like, who the fuck are you talking
to? We want
to
know if you're a fighter.
How dare you tell me that? But then somebody like Steve Harvey can come and tell them the truth. And
but he don't really tell them the truth.
No, he does.
You don't want the truth. You're not attracted to the truth.
Steve Harvey's
Steve
Harvey's working for us, and they don't even realize it. Steve Harvey said if a guy doesn't give you a title after 90 days, don't give him the pussy. But if he gives you a title within those 90 days, give him the pussy.
So now okay, you gotta just give
sure, you're my girlfriend. You're my girlfriend.
Girls, yeah.
You're my girl. This is my wifey. I ain't I'll bring her here, yo. This is my girl.
We will find a way around the system.
Yeah.
You know, in Iran, you got to be married to fuck chicks, right? So in order to fuck prostitutes,
you marry them.
No, they got these like temporary marriage licenses so they could cheat on their wife.
We will find a way to get some pussy.
Like you said, we are the hunters. There's no law.
You cannot stop.
City's gonna stop. But Jack Johnson was fucking white bitches in the 20s and taking them across state lines.
Yes.
You know how
multiple
in a convertible. You know how offensive that is to drive through South Carolina with two white bitches in your fucking Chevy convertible? Like, think of it. We don't give a
fuck. Motherfucking Tiger.
I'm a little spooky when I drive with Mara down Franklin Avenue. Right now,
exactly.
It's a little scary.
Tiger took motherfucking, which Jenner is that? The yellow young one that ain't legal yet.
Kendall?
Flew with a motherfucking Europe.
Kendall Jenner?
Because it's legal to fuck some 17-year-old pussy.
17 is legal.
When Kyrie? Legal.
Whatever, I don't know the whatever the young one.
Oh, I know him well. I'm waiting.
Who's the young one?
I got a countdown clock.
This is Kylie.
Tiger's red shirt in America, but in the UK, she's playing, dog.
Oh, that's fucked.
But that's the moral of the story. You're not gonna stop a guy from getting the pussy.
Yeah, I got so many chicks was coming at me, and I was like, I'm just curious. How many chicks have you dated?
Very
none.
True.
You have dated none, bitch. And if you did, it was some shit where y'all had a pillow fight and you tripped and fell in a pussy. You don't hunt women.
I don't
do.
Earn pussy.
You gotta. I mean, you think about how long have you been studying chicks and how they do things, how they don't think, how they respond. Your whole life from your inside. Dude, when I was in Catholic school, I used to tie mirrors to my shoes to look under their skirts so I could see the panties, see the crotch. That's, you know what I'm saying?
I got to the point in my life where I never even said to myself, I want to fuck a chick. All I would do was approach the chick I wanted to fuck and befriend her. Like, befriend her. Like, really be her friend, talk to her, communicate with her, give her books to read, everything. I'm going to eventually fuck.
Right.
But that's all game. That's part of hunting.
That's game.
It's just a different way of hunting. That's all.
That's game.
You know what the problem with hunting, though, is? And I realize this now that I'm in a relationship, but like, you put on camouflage to kind of hunt, right?
Right, right.
So we kind of camouflage. Like, I could find out what a girl needs, and then I could be that for her.
Yes. Right.
But if you want to turn that into a relationship,
The skill is a different skill.
One, it's a different skill, but two, also, I'm not being me.
Right.
I'm camouflaged still, so I can't be in this relationship when I'm still wearing my camo. It's like, at a certain point in time, you learn how to fuck girls and all this other stuff. But then you got to go, I'm going to be me.
But it's insincere,
It is insincere, so I'm going to be me. And if these bitches don't like me, that's fine because I'm not going to like being with her if I can't be me.
Never lose the camo. Don't take the camo all the way off.
Yeah.
Keep a hat on. Keep a leg up. Don't take it all the way off.
Socks.
No.
Camo socks.
You know why? Because soon as you give a girl
everything,
all of you,
she will
she
dump
gets
you.
Bored, all that shit.
She will fucking dump you.
I don't know if I believe
okay,
that.
Okay,
man.
Well,
guys, my rapist is wearing camo right now.
You know what? Rapist?
change your costume.
Yeah.
Change the camouflage.
I honestly think if you're dope, if you're dope and she is the type of girl that relates to your dopeness, you don't need camo. But I think there's some girls like you need a really strong dude to tell you all this kind of shit. Some girls don't need that.
Sure.
So, you know what I mean? Like, people are different.
They're all crazy.
Like,
but the question is the degree of crazy.
But we also need different shit. Like we're talkers, right?
Yeah.
We kind of need, on some level, a girl who's fucking down to like listen, at least engage.
At least she's got to listen. Yeah, at least.
I agree.
Yeah.
We need that. I honestly thought that we were going to break up recently because I didn't have that realization yet. I literally was thinking, we just don't get along. And then I realized, I don't like this fucking void. I don't like this sound.
You know what your mom? You know what your mom said about not reacting though?
Yeah.
Change the camo. That's all it is, because it's certain things I can't let a girl know anyway.
Exactly.
I'm not going to let you know I'm pissed off all the time because you don't talk to
me.
Because I understand.
And you better not let her know you're vulnerable to that.
Camo.
That's the camo.
Vulnerability, period. Camo. Yeah.
I mean, vulnerability in the right context is great because she's like, wow, he shares with me. But then you got to pull that shit right back because she can't see it as...
I think you're wrong
and you better know this because you won't be with your girl in another couple of years.
I've been with my girl for 4 years and I think you have to realize it's like, and I do truly believe this, it depends the type of person you're with. Like, if you're with a wounded individual,
right, who needs to constantly be fucking checked and pimped, that's a wounded individual right there. You're not, we can't judge all people by this one person, right? Whereas I think a person in my situation, let's say, right, I'm on fucking television, my career is going high, this stuff.
Right,
I need a certain amount of vulnerability with my girl for her to feel safe.
Nah, you better call Charlamagne up.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna lie. I think, and listen, I'm gonna tell you something, Jones.
Don't do it.
I think all girls need some sort of pimping. Whether you call it being a husband, a boyfriend, they all need some kind of guidance and direction.
It's the degree. It's what we're talking about is the degree of it. Your position on TV and this is what gives you that alpha, that masculine.
He would be like that if he wasn't on TV. That's just who shows.
And I
got my girl before I was on TV.
Right, and that's fine. But I'm saying if any time that you think that your chick is as damn for you as your boy, you're mistaken, because she still is governed by her emotion. So this is what we talk about. This is good because I can get into this. There is the instinctual drive. There are cues that have kept human beings alive for 200,000 years.
Yeah.
Those things that make women, the reason why we survive as a species is because women choose the right men. And those cues are built into the DNA that she picks a masculine individual. So when you start to give off this, so you have that there.
Sure.
Then above that, you have what we call the social contract, marriage, relationships, living together, monogamy, fidelity, all of those things. Now, the animal drive seep through the social contract. And even in the social contract, you still have to communicate alphaism or masculine tendencies through alpha. Now that might be your status. That might be you, the way you talk and the way you command yourself, the way you
fucking
you,
her from the back, putting the thumb up.
That
her ass.
That too. Letting her know this shit's sexually, still real. Sexually too.
That's
could
one
be,
way to do it. That's
you
one
might
way.
You might walk in a place with a fur coat and just be like, I'm this nigga and I don't give a fuck with the rest
I think
of my.
You gotta be the shit. I agree with you.
You gotta
I think
be
you
the shit.
Always gotta be the shit. But I also feel, if you are the shit constantly, I feel like women aren't attracted to vulnerability initially. But later on, you need vulnerability to maintain a relationship.
Yes.
You cannot have a relationship with somebody without some vulnerability.
In spurts. But if you here's a prime example. I'm counseling Jonathan Randall, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So he was with his chick 9 years, right?
Faithful.
Met his chick faithful. Never slept, made out with another chick ever. 9 years, right? Let me say that again. 9 years, yeah. Never cheated, nothing.
Nah, fuck that. Only reason I say fuck that, because your girl will start looking at you like, either you faithful or nobody else wants to fuck you. Which one is it?
Which is the point, which is the base Philip rule, is you have to create a bit. Women find men attractive who other women find attractive.
But when you're in a situation like me, myself, like Charlamagne, you're a public figure, every time she goes on social media, she gets reminded that women want to fuck
right.
us. So I got to do less of that
yes,
reminding.
I agree with you.
So I feel like I'm entitled to a certain amount of vulnerability with her because it's not like she's gonna look at me like, oh, this motherfucker can't get anything. She's always gonna know
I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is the degree of vulnerability is what you have to watch.
Right. It's reflect. So he might not be entitled to as much vulnerability as say me.
Here's what the story was. Right. 9 years, she was 20 years old. When he first met her, they was fucking around. She moved in when she was living there. She's like, listen, I'm going to Colorado. I want you to come with me. He was like, nah, I'm doing comedy. Yo, if you go to Colorado, it's over. And she blew her internship off in college so she could hang with this nigga, right? Yeah. She hung with him. So now, 9 years later, his comedy career is not doing what he would like it to do. He stops pushing. He's smoking weed, getting up at 3 o'clock, and she wants
to fuck Kevin Hart.
and then he stops going out. So he stops pushing himself. He's not going. So he's doing spots when he gets them. He's not really pushing. So now he finds the comfort in her. So he wants to stay home with her, put his head in her lap, let her rub his hair.
Her pussy dry as a motherfucker.
And she at that 9 years, like he had bought her a computer. He bought her a computer before she 2 days before her birthday. She took the computer. Had the birthday. A day later, she left this motherfucker.
You thought $40 was a lot to take.
Yeah,
a fucking computer.
So and then left with extreme prejudice because so now she knew that she was done with this motherfucker before the computer. This was done a long time ago, but it was done because here's a dude who didn't put himself first and didn't actualize his dopeness.
But that's not lack of vulnerability, Dante. That's just not being dope. I think it's on us to always be dope. Like you look at pimps and that kind
that
of
that is no, lack but, of vulnerability.
No. Dopeness is being great because they're attracted to greatness, right? It's like a woman staying in shape in a lot of ways. We're attracted to them being physically,
physically
in good shape. So our physical good shape is our greatness, right?
We agree, but how dope you are is a direct reflection of how vulnerable you are.
So here's the thing. If I'm dope as fuck, right? If I'm dope as fuck, I got a fucking huge comedy career, movie career. I'm just a beast on stage. She gets to see that every single day. I'm totally fine opening up to her and saying, you know what? Sometimes I feel like I'm not fucking funny. And sometimes I do like that. And I think that there's a realer connection that's made between two people. And then you get to see how much your girl supports you.
Because now,
but listen to what you said. You're winning. You can't do that when you're a loser.
Agree, right,
she was like, yeah, motherfucker, get a job. I'm glad you finally said
that's
it.
That's not
real. Stupid ass.
Agree. Completely agree.
That's a phobia. That's not vulnerability. Because you're not really vulnerable to losing. You're already winning.
Word up.
No, but I'm talking about the vulnerability that you just have as a human. I'm saying, it should be inside all of us.
Sure, it brings
to be
you closer.
Great.
She wants to know that. Listen, one of the reasons why a woman stays with you is because you're in connection with. She has a. You got to give her things to do.
Sure.
Show her that you need. Even if you. One of the problems why my marriage didn't work was because I was so independent that. After a while, first she loved that because it was like, damn, he's just better than me and everything. But after a while, it became the thing that disconnected us.
Guys, yeah.
So even if you got to tell her to sew your socks or go to the post office, there's things that you need to have her do in the context of your life, which gives her purpose.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You have to give her purpose in your life, in the context of your life.
And purpose outside of doing the natural womanly things like cooking, cleaning. You got to get her involved in some way, shape, or form.
Even if you don't really believe it. Like, babe, one of the things my ex-wife, she was like, I used to run my jokes past her, right? But that bitch wasn't funny. And then when I first started out doing comedy, I was like, yo, this is funny, because I didn't know. But you know, 5 years in, I was like, what the fuck? I know more about funny than you could ever. So now I got to ask you about something that you don't really think is. But then she go, I don't really think it's funny. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking. So what happened was then she used to come with me to shows, and then she stopped coming with me to shows. And then I was like, she was like, well, I wanna go back to school. I was like, all right, here's some money. Go back to school. So our lives became separate entities.
Yeah.
And there was no connection with that.
There's nothing wrong with that though, because
yes, but there was no connection.
Like, my wife's a personal trainer. I support her in whatever she does, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Just give her support. I don't have to fucking go to the
right.
gym.
No,
and
but you got a kid also. I think the dynamic.
Yeah, but
is a bit
that changed the dynamic.
It's
what
all
I'm
it's all
is,
sliding scale.
You're both living for the kid now.
If you do, if it's like, babe, oh shit, could you? I gotta drop this off to the post office.
You make a good ass point, man.
Could you drop this off at the post office? Thank you so much. Well, listen, babe, I need a suit.
Make her feel involved.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what I'm saying.
She invested in your success.
She doesn't want to feel like she's easily replaceable.
Right.
Like, that's
she
the whole
thing. She
wants
to feel like you're giving her purpose in the context of her life. And that alone, not giving a woman purpose in the context of your life, makes her say, look, for a while it's hot because she's like, damn, this motherfucker.
Yeah, but you see how that's vulnerable right there?
Yeah, but
do you see how that is a form of vulnerability, is saying to this human being, hey,
I need you. Yes.
That is vulnerability. And I think that
I agree with that. But even if you don't need her, you still got to fake it and make
Sure, which I agree with you. But they need that vulnerability for security. Because
that's a principle.
It's false vulnerability, though,
or maybe
it's not a priority.
Maybe you think
thing.
It's false vulnerability, but if she believes it's real, it's
that's
real.
That's all that matters.
Do you know what I mean? So, and the reality is like, it's fun to be around someone who's perfect in the beginning.
Right.
But after a while, that shit is taxing. Like, like you're saying, it's like, I'm just, this motherfucker is perfect at everything.
Yeah.
Now you feel like shit yourself.
I have that problem a lot.
Because you're just around perfect.
Let me just
hold on, explain this. I don't understand.
I have that problem.
So what I'm saying is,
I'm dope like that, and it's just it's hard like to be dope in that on so many levels and just
pimping
you
know, ain't easy.
It's mm-hmm. like, oh, bitch, it's just like, you know, I feel like,
man, I light a candle
I feel
every
like
night.
You're not good enough. I'm not good. Yeah, you know, you're probably not.
I want to say something about the
you
being.
You know what I mean, though?
I want to say something about the being dope thing, too, right? Like, I know a lot of guys who are dope, might be on top of the game, got a lot of money. Yeah, you can, your girl can still get fucked by another dude.
Sure,
and by a dude that got way less than you.
Sure. It's
way less successful. Right. That being dope shit don't got nothing
yeah,
to do
but,
about it.
But you have to, there's other.
That's just part
but
of
that's, but that's
the recipe.
Speak, yeah, but now that's speaking to those instinctual drives that are underneath that.
Yeah.
Like if this dude is showing these alpha cues, if he is making her a part of his life, is you can still get beat. Like it's all a sliding rule. It's I need to be dope. I need to win, but I also need to be a dude who understands how to connect her to me, to attach herself to me.
Yeah.
Like I've had chicks that I was fucking with where a nigga would try to hit me. Where a nigga would try to get with her and she'd be like, "Who you don't know who the fuck my man is?" And he was like, "Nah, I'm saying, but we could be friends." No, we can't be friends. Like she'll come at a motherfucker where I've had to get out of nigga, come see yeah. yo, where she came at the motherfucker so hard that they ended up in a fight. Cause this nigga tried like when you but you gotta hit it on all cylinders.
Yeah, because you don't want to get to a point where you feel like you're so dope and you're so successful that you don't have to do all the other little things that keep girls intrigued. Because sure. a lot of guys feel that way. They feel like, oh, right. I'm me.
Yeah.
So being that I'm me, you should be happy with
but that's
me,
the one,
me, me, me.
That's the one that gets the nigga that's sleeping on a futon and end up fucking
absolutely.
Your girl. Or the nigga who's the pool boy start fucking you because, oh, bitch, you still got to make her feel pretty.
Yeah, because that little pool boy just, oh, yo, you look pretty today.
Like, that's all she needs because you haven't told her you're pretty. You think
that's
just
it.
You being successful is enough and she should be excited.
You got to have all of those things rocking on all cylinders and keep it in mind and keep a balance. And that's the difficulty. It's funny, we've had girls on the show and we've talked about, you know, what you have to do as a man to maintain a relationship, maintain a girl, because you got to be so dope that you protect her from her. You got to protect you from her emotions. Mm-hmm. You got to protect her from her emotions because she'll be self-destructive about some shit that she feels. And you got to protect your relationship mm-hmm. from her emotions. Or, so you have to do all of that. So you have to be, but to the same token, if the relation doesn't work, it's your fault because you can't, if you're the farmer, you cultivate the relationship, you keep everything, you right sun, the right water, you, mm-hmm. if you water it too much, if you love a bitch too much, that's not good. If you don't love her enough, so you got to find the right way to cultivate that to a degree.
That may sound crazy, but I totally, totally agree. Like especially with the whole loving her too much. Mm-hmm. Every now and then you got to yell at her.
Sure,
every now
sure.
and then you got to make her think, you know what, don't get too motherfucking comfortable, okay? Because this chick's
when you said that,
now.
You said that just like you had said that before.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get
you know
too motherfucking. I was like, I didn't do nothing.
You know what, man? I can't use that as much as I used to because I'm
right.
married now.
Right,
so
right.
You can't just walk out of a marriage. But, you know, it'd be the little things like, yo, fix my plate. I don't feel like fixing your plate right now. I've been working on it. What? The fuck you mean don't fix my plate? What the fuck are you talking about don't fix my plate? I cooked. The least you can do is fix your plate. Look, you cooked and the least you can do after cooking is fix my plate.
Right, right.
What are you talking about? All right, I know who will fix my plate. But you can't say it.
You get the Noxzema out.
That's what I'm saying.
You just start putting that vat of Noxzema. You all put it on a trailer.
But you grab a Noxzema and a fucking, what is it called, a fan, and you walk
and
out the house.
But that's what I'm saying. Don't let
sure.
them get too comfortable.
Well, you know, I've had guys talk about that as well. Like, I'm in a marriage, so like none of these principles work. But it's not because here's what I realized more than anything: when you live with somebody and you're married to somebody, you do so much without even expecting things in return.
Yeah.
So like I remember I always talk about it. When I was married, I used to
No, I'm different though. I'm married now. I did it. Now I don't want to hit shit. My plate better be fixed.
Well, you're right. You're right. So, like, bitch, I married you.
And
you owe me.
And the language changes.
Sure.
You don't want to fix the plate and be like, you know what? I've been thinking, we need to get a young au pair. You don't think we need like a young au pair?
A Swedish au pair.
Yeah,
like a
young
foreign one.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's naive.
I was just thinking about that.
And whose pussy hasn't had a baby come out of it yet.
So the language changes. I'm still keeping
sure.
on her toes.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, and I think there's so much you do in the context of a marriage that you take for granted. that you just do. I'm the dude. I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
And so when you start taking stock of those things and then you start doing the takeaway, oh, this is, oh, I can't get my play face. All right, how about this? I'm not carrying the laundry. Or I'm not, when the groceries come, I'm not going to help you carry the groceries.
Nah, I can't do that. My natural instinct is a man make me go do that.
I get what you're saying, yeah. But I'm saying those are things that we don't even take credit for.
Word.
Because it's the natural order of what it is to be a man and make those sacrifices.
And if you do more than three times.
Anything you do more for a woman more than three times is no longer a favor. It's an obligation.
Oh, that's real, because I always said if you fuck a girl more than three times, it's a relationship.
Sure.
But you know, what we don't take into consideration with women is...
What if it's more than one day? Like, just one day?
No, that's one.
That's one for you,
three for her. Because she's going to go to her friend and say, that nigga fucked me three times. And you're going to go, I only fucked you once.
You know what we don't talk about enough? A lot of times when we get in committed relationships with women.
Right.
Women change too.
Sure.
Without even asking them to.
They rip off their camouflage.
But I think they change for the better. But they change as a reflection of us.
I agree. But they do things that we don't even have to ask them to do. They know they gotta have that motherfucking play fit. You know what I'm saying?
If you that motherfucker. But if you're not holding the hammer on and you're being too vulnerable, then it slides back the other way as well.
Here's the thing with what they'll do. They will fix the plate. They will clean the house. They will do all that shit. But they will keep a running tab of all the things that you did not appreciate enough to their level. And that shit drives me crazy.
They're throwing back to you why your plate didn't get fixed.
Exactly.
It's an unconscious tallying.
And I am fucking, like, that shit drives me crazy. Like, my girl will clean the house, and, you know, I'm grateful and shit, but I might not notice exactly that she cleaned it. I might just walk in and be like, hey, babe, I not notice. And she's upset that I didn't notice, but it's like, I don't remind her on a daily basis that we have a house.
That's real.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't go, hey, you know how we have this fucking roof
so that you can wash dishes not in the rain?
Yeah, exactly.
You realize you're not washing dishes in the rain?
It's easier to wash dishes in the rain because the rain does help get some of the poop particles off.
But try drying them.
That's camouflage with being a man too, though, because if I want my plate fixed and you don't fix my plate, I got to go into camouflage and not say, I paid for the motherfucking food.
Yeah.
I'm the reason we eating. So the least you can do is fix my motherfucking plate. I don't care about you cooking.
Right.
I provide, you cook, and you put this shit that you cooked on the motherfucking plate.
Sounds fair to me. Let's do some listener mail.
Okay.
I got some music coming in.
That's the
we played during our listener.
Some pimp soundtrack.
I just want to start by saying I appreciate everything you do, and I hope that you'll be able to help me with this simple dilemma. I talk to a lot of girls, and I have a decent amount of sex, but I think I could do a lot better when it comes to my game. One problem that I continue to have often is I can't seem to keep their attention. I need text game, and I know that good game is no game, but most of the time I can barely get my foot in the door. Please help. The girls will make plans to hang out with me, then flake, and eventually stop responding to me altogether. Am I missing something? What should I do? What are some key words that I can say? Again, I would greatly appreciate it.
See, those are the guys that end up motherfucking doing what Bill Cosby be doing. Well, he get around the chick. be drugging them motherfucking girls and taking it because he don't know when he's going to get it again.
He's
like, fuck
enough.
That. I'm fed up.
I got her in my house. You getting fucked.
Oh, I got her.
Why is there a shovel by the door? Bong!
For real,
fade to black.
Remember that guy? Remember that little stupid ass kid that shot up all them?
Yeah, because he couldn't get laid.
Yeah, doing the BMW.
Just like dog. We get. That's kind of what we get, motherfuckers. But well, here's the first thing. When you're in a situation where you
can
gotta
we give what we think.
Yeah,
and then
go ahead,
you give like the real.
All right,
what you're supposed to do. Okay. This back in the day, this is what I always used to do when it came to text messages.
Okay.
I always felt confusion was a great tactic.
It is a great tactic, but go ahead.
So what I would do is I just text some nonsensical shit. Like I just text them a period. And then they text back like, was that meant for me? And I'd be like, yeah. now I got you. Now you're already on the line. It's like, at first I would probably do something like, hey, this is Andrew. We met at this nightclub between the hours of 12:30 and 1:30. Right. Like, just so you know who I am. I just take some confusing shit. This way you might not even know who the fuck I am.
Right. And now you're asking me who I am. Oh, you don't remember me? That's fucked up.
Oh, you just no more.
Finger
you know what I mean?
Finger me? What are you talking about?
His exact question is how to get some pussy.
No, well, it's like, what? How do you text?
How do you hook in from a text message?
Yeah. So what has to happen is the text messages. Your text message should be much less than hers, in the context of text message. And I get what you're saying, Charlamagne, but it's also there's younger generation. They text a little more. It's kind of the way they communicate. Word. And so there's a whole game to texting as well. So I would always keep that in mind. The other thing is if your chick, you open a chick and you're gaming and you exchange numbers. And then you can't get her to call back. It's because you didn't really hook her in emotionally in the first place.
Yeah, she probably gave you the number under duress.
Yeah, or sometimes just not sure.
Yeah,
she was like, I'm gonna get this number.
Who is this guy?
Some torture tactics that we used to get the number.
So
I don't know. Sometimes guys text so much, and you're like, just ask me already.
Yeah, that's you, Mar.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Mar.
I think there's something.
Mar, just be ready to get that pussy away. Gosh, Mar.
Enough already.
I just want a free
meal. All right, take it.
Fuck. That's why Bill. Andrew says that's why Bill be drugging these girls. Right there.
They're trying to give the pussy away too easy.
Trying to give it away too easy.
Can I work for it?
No, I said I just want a sandwich.
Let's do this.
That weed is cooking. Right?
Where's Subway?
Wax God.
Yeah. Let's do the next one.
Okay,
one
the
more.
Next one is a little bit long, but I think it's appropriate. For
this is the whole shit.
Okay, let me read it.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
It's a whole paper.
My wife was the third woman I've ever dated. She's also probably the third one I've ever slept with. I'm going to do bullet points. Don't worry, Andrew.
Thanks.
She's
Jesus
a
Christ.
Spiritual. She did take a test when they first started dating.
They're
and.
In pain.
She had HPV, has HPV. She mistook it for HIV. So he kind of...
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big difference between I and P, you know. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so here's... She didn't want to have children. He convinced her to have one. They got married. And now he wants a second one. But she is not nice to him. Hasn't given him sex. He started going on a webcam site.
Yeah, yeah.
From Columbia. There's no...
Columbia, South Carolina?
Columbia. Like one of the web things with private room web thing. Go ahead.
I just left Columbia.
She now believes he stepped
I'm
outside the marriage.
I'm in love with the coco.
Anyway,
she found the webcam thing. He saved it, and
how
he found her, this chick
be upset
fucking herself.
They started going to counseling.
Nope.
The first guy was a
Wrong.
Dick. Then the second one said that she needs to get her shit together. She comes from a mom who's obese, bitter, single, and independent, and he thinks his wife is going to be the same way. She complains all the time.
Can I cut this guy off?
Yeah, I read this. Go ahead, you go first.
Yeah.
Here's something that I know.
Talking to the mic.
We will get some pussy. If you're not getting us some pussy, we will find some pussy.
Ladies, what you don't do, another woman will.
Yes,
you don't
want to
give me some pussy. Exactly. Pussy is so easy to get nowadays.
Okay,
I'm going to find me some other pussy.
She's not listening. He is.
So she got no right to be upset at him for looking at webcams when you're not fucking
him. She is. So what is the solution?
What does he do? Like,
beat it, bitch.
Andrew did this. Nah, whatever.
Leave. I got no interest in this girl.
I would
agree with what you're saying, but not in the same context. Here's the thing. The reason why she's upset about this is because he's allowing her to be upset about it. He is getting defensive about this Columbia thing. She wasn't fucking him really. She wasn't really fucking him crazy. She's religious. They go to church. There's this, the that. She doesn't, you know, whatever. And he's allowing her to be upset about it. I said this 100 times.
All I want is some pussy, Dante. This is my wife.
Right.
You said earlier you're not going to wrestle no girl for no pussy. I'm definitely not wrestling my wife for no pussy.
Yeah, but Charlamagne, this is not you and your wife.
I don't think no man should have to wrestle his wife.
I don't think so either. But if you act pussy, you get fucked. So
that's
if
true.
This dude is set, if he set up the confines of this where he has to convince his wife that she should fuck him, that's a problem. But that's also a problem that he has perpetuated and enabled throughout the course of this relationship.
Hey. drug him, man. Pill Cosby.
I thought you said he wasn't guilty. I like that you don't think he's guilty.
I don't, but I like to speak in people's language. That's all. I like to speak in ways that they can understand.
Pill Cosby.
That's how has that not been said before?
Oh, my God. Fuck you.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Shit, I can't even use it now.
Run with it, man.
So what he has to do is establish and stop apologizing for some Columbia video that she ultimately, that her behavior is what caused it. And say, listen, you didn't fuck me, I did it. And if this is what you want to do, you want to end this relationship, you got to be real willing to take the L. And if you go, listen, if this is not what you want to do, then we cannot do this. All your independence and your bitchy mom and all that shit. Look, the bottom line is she's with you and she's torturing you because she loves you. She's asking you, and indirectly she's asking you to stand up and be a man and go, look, I'm not putting up with your bullshit, and if you're not gonna fuck me, we need to move on to another place. When you pull that card, you gotta be like, you gotta be like,
especially
the gambler.
If she uses spirituality, because in all of the Bible,
the last thing she wants to do is go to her church and say, I'm going through a divorce. It's the worst thing she wants to do, that she has to go and tell her mama and the pastor.
Trust me.
It's the worst.
I agree. You know Maura, though. She got two of them. I agree with everything you're saying, but then again, maybe she could just be taking this guy for granted because they're married. Like, it's just like how guys get comfortable in relationships, girls get comfortable sometimes.
Yeah, but why is she comfortable? Here's the thing. Anytime the relationship doesn't work, it's the guy's fault.
Mm, yeah.
Not to say that the bitch is not crazy, but she can't do to you what you don't let her do. It's just something that I was thinking about the other day. Like, for instance, you ever see...
She thinks this motherfucker won't leave him.
Exactly.
And she thinks she's doing you a favor.
Right. Exactly.
She thinks
you're helping your bum ass out. You gotta show her that that's not the case.
Yeah, and the reality is, you need to be great. You're not being great enough.
Yeah.
I really feel that way. Get back in the gym. Get a fucking raise at your job. Keep hustling. Go to the soccer matches. Then the other soccer moms start talking to you.
Be
and
the
shit
best
like that.
Version of yourself.
Be the best version of you. Yeah. And this bitch is gonna start to realize that you can walk the fuck away.
Here's what's crazy. What I was thinking about, and something that I think this is gonna hit you in the head. What I realize is, when I get into a situation, when you go, like, bitch, I'm not gonna have, I made the food. You, at least you could do, when you're doing that, right? She has already fucked you. Like if you say, bitch, I'm not gonna have you talk to me like that, she has already talked to you like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What you're ultimately saying is, the next time you do it to me, I'm not gonna have
it. Interesting, yeah.
So what has to happen is not a conversation about what happened, but an action needs to happen.
So
the action should be whatever it has to be to take away.
But he hasn't even said,
like, what?
Next
what would
time
he
you're
say?
Gonna do this.
Well, I'm just saying, yes. Right. What
so
I
what
said
would he
that he
say,
has though? To his my I'm finished answering. He has okay. to take the he has to take the loss, and he has to say, listen, I'm not gonna be responsible for this. This video is your fault.
This is almost like a new break. It's
right.
like
yes.
now
but
it's
what,
we're gonna
what,
start from
so
here on out.
Let's go with that plate situation. What is the
okay,
action that's
so
taken there?
There has to be a takeaway. So the things that I said that you do unconditionally, mm-hmm. just because you're a man, you got to stop doing them. So she goes, well, I'm not.
You can't though. You can't stop paying the bills. No, you can't. You can't stop paying the bills. You can't kick her out the house.
No.
You can't take away her room and board.
Dude, let me tell you something. There was a situation where there's so much that you do as a man because this is your wife that you don't even take credit for. You know,
I think he took away. Her, what's the word?
Well, I'm not even talking about him because what he has to do is...
Example of a takeaway.
But I think he took away her confidence by getting caught in the room with the other chicks, because now she can't be sitting around like, oh my God, he don't just have eyes for me.
I don't think he should, but if he's apologizing for it, that's what the problem.
That's the problem.
He has to not apologize.
He got to throw it right in her lap. I'm doing this because you not fucking me. This is
now,
your fault.
Now, how
many married dudes aren't looking at porn?
This is a goofy bitch that he has taught her to.
He taught her that not giving up. He taught her that not giving up pussy is okay.
Exactly.
He got a loser, bitch. This is what you need to dump this fucking.
Yeah,
shit.
But he created.
Dump it. This shit sucks. This shit fucking sucks.
Yeah, but
it shouldn't be on us to
thing,
make
he,
a girl who they are.
He
man. They
created.
Have some
he
kind of
created
integrity.
That situation.
I agree.
So, yeah. Like, what I say is,
but what is the takeaway? So, give me a tangible
okay. Here's,
a, takeaway.
Here's an example. When I was married. My wife was getting her master's degree. One day she goes, I can't, you know, oh God, I got to do the laundry. I got to clean the house. I got to, So I just packed the laundry up and I'll, you know, just pack it up. So she packs it up. I take it. We lived on a 4th floor walk up. So it's, I throw 100 pounds of laundry on my back, bring it down the stairs, and I drop it to find some place to do it per pound, get it done. It's all folded. I bring it back upstairs. And then that became the norm. So she never did laundry again. I just, so one day I hear her on the phone with her girlfriend, and her girlfriend goes, "Oh, I got to do laundry." And she goes, "Oh, girl, I don't do laundry." Now, she didn't say, "I don't do laundry because my man, you know, he makes sure that he takes care of," it was taken for granted. And so I just didn't do the laundry. I didn't just take the laundry. Now, you don't realize what it is.
Now I know why you call this show Get Your Balls Back. You had to get your balls back after that one.
Right. So you go,
I ain't never did no laundry.
Well, I didn't do the laundry. I just dropped it off.
I ain't never did that.
And it was, but I'm saying we've done things out of courtesy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's your bitch. You take, she was taking master's degree, whatever. So what I just stopped doing it. So now, she didn't really understand the context of it until she had to carry 100 pounds of laundry up 4 flights of stairs.
Word.
So she was like, she was like, "You gonna pick the laundry?" I go, "Nah, I'm not picking up the laundry. You don't do laundry, but you gonna pick it up." So she went and picked it up. She had to drag it, throw it in a car, throw it in, and then she had to bring it up 8 flights of stairs. So she had to break the laundry up into 4 separate bags and bring them up separately and make 4 trips at the bag. And I was like, "See, bitch, this is the problem. You don't understand. You don't respect what I do, and you don't understand the context."
She had to learn how to appreciate you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that is, but you can't talk about it. Like, you can't argue about it. You got to do something about it right when it's done, because talking about it, you've already been dissed, and what you're in essence saying is the next time it happens, we're gonna have a problem. So what you're really teaching her is, hey, look, when you diss me, you at least get one freebie.
It's a pain pleasure tactic.
You get a freebie. Or, so. Yeah. It is what it is. I mean,
you can't let it get to that point.
You got to stop that.
But he does have the option of, now this is at least from here on out, this is the shit.
Harry, you getting pussy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he's been under my tutelage.
All right.
He's been under my tutelage.
I'm like, why are you talking if you ain't getting no pussy? I want to know. Okay.
He's been under my tutelage, and he's got about 3 joints on the hook right now.
Round of applause for Harry and his bitch.
It's been a good year for him.
Get that pussy, Harry.
Oh, right. I want to shout out. I got a shout out to them. It was this cat, Mass Man. This kid wrote me a letter 2 years ago. He wrote me a letter 2 years ago. He's 27 years old. He said, "If I don't get laid in 3 years, I'm going to kill myself."
Holy
and I spoke
shit.
To this dude, right? And I've spoke to him on several occasions. He listened to the show, picked up the principles, and in the last, since November, he has smashed 4 joints, wow. A stripper, a 35-year, just in the game.
Round of applause to Mass Man.
Mass Man, bro.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand how hard it is to get pussy. I've never had that
problem. I know,
problem.
That's why.
Like, when I hear these guys say this, even the dude that shot up the score, I'm like, how hard is it to get pussy?
Yeah, but Charlamagne, that's why
got money.
This is my podcast.
You're right.
Charlamagne, thanks for coming out, family.
Hey, Dante, I appreciate you, man.
Yo, I...
Maura, Harry,
please,
salute.
Please, shout out to Brilliant Idiots, all how they can get you. One of the dope... I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. Is because Oz is so dope, but y'all's I love listening to y'all, man. I love chopping it up with y'all, man. I want to come back on as soon as I can. Brilliant Idiots on iTunes, anywhere they can get you on your Twitter, all that shit.
At C to God, CTHAGOD.
C to God.
That's my Twitter. That's my Instagram, Facebook, everything.
Andrew, talk to me.
Oh, Andrew Schultz, SCHULZ, no T, and that's Twitter, Instagram. And
yeah,
then,
follow them.
Yeah, come on,
Wax,
idiots,
how they can follow? They, people not following you, and
Wax does the following.
Go to
Wax. Wax will follow you. You'll know.
Just type in Wax mugshot. That's
all. If you see him, you are being followed.
Yeah. All his social media is through the police.
NYC.gov is where you can find Wax's social media.
Federal. Mara, talk to me, baby.
You can always find me at maralive.com, and my Twitter's Mara Merrick, MaraMarek.
Okay, Harry, talk to me.
You can always go to my website, ihatecomedy.com, and follow me at Harry Turjanian.
You all can check me out at Dante Nero, or go on to Beige Phillip.
Your son don't get the shout out.
Yeah, shout out to him. Sometimes I forget him though.
Sorry, it happens.
Good.
IG, Instagram, Andre Thompson underscore. That's it.
Oh, you changed it.
Oh, I'm retarded. Andre underscore D Thompson. Yeah, okay. Don't worry about it.
That's why you don't get the shout out.
Put the headphones down. You wait for the headphones.
I was good until you put it on blast, and then it's like, I fucked up.
You get nervous on the spot.
Like, shit.
You can check me at Dante Nero, DanteNero, or go to the Beige Phillip website, www.beigephillip.com, or go to the Riotcast.com website. We're in under the Riotcast family. Also, don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. All that good shit is important. GYBB, get your balls back. BABB, be a better bitch. The Square Pimp Brigade is in the building. The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted. We are out. Peace. Yo, bitch, I'm not gonna wrestle you for this pussy no more.